Good morning, everyone. Hello, it's Martine here. I am loving this whole podcasting thing. It's so awesome. I have poured myself a cuppa. I love the Bulletproof coffee brand because it doesn't have any mold in it. I know that sounds serious, doesn't it? And I know a lot of people don't know about mycotoxins, MYCO toxins, but it's a thing, it's a real thing. And I have a reaction that I will not go into, TMI, to regular coffee, even decaf, if it isn't processed, let's use that word, without rotting. So, like your regular coffee cherry that's picked from the bush is all put in a heap. And one of the ways is to let the flesh of that coffee cherry rot, and then you're left with the seed, and that's what they roast and gives you the coffee bean. But in the process of that flesh decaying, there's mold that grows on it, and it goes into the coffee seed, and then it's still there when it's roasted. So I have a reaction. I've proven this over time, over quite a few years now. And every now and again, I retest myself, and I come up with the same result. And so, but the Bulletproof brand, they don't allow their coffee cherries to rot. They mechanically remove the fruit around the seed, and so. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you pay a little bit extra for it, but the health benefits are, it's well worth it. Anyway, I poured myself, made my plunger, beautiful coffee, and I've got my plant cream. It's a whole new revelation, a whole new thing. Just a step up from almond milk or oat milk or whatever sort of milk takes your fancy. So that's delicious. In my favorite cup, I can if I want to. And there's the picture on one side is a blue elephant doing the splits, and the picture on the other side is a pink elephant tiptoeing, like tap dancing on their tippy toes. I love this cup. It's my favorite cup right now. Anyway, and I made this cup, by the way. I'm so proud of myself. And in the middle, it says, I can do anything. MartineTrinder.com, sending you love. I love it. All right, let's get on to business. So today, I wanted to talk about the best friend. And look, it feels a little obvious because the best friend is, if you go to the heart friend episode, we summed that up. And the best friend is the heart friend, the single one person in the world that you picked who is already a heart friend. Well, that's the safest thing to do emotionally. That's the most emotionally safe thing to do is to pick the heart friend, who is your number one, the one you choose to hang out with all the time. You build with this person, so they're a heart friend builder. And but there's a few other things about a best friend that I thought it'd be good to chat about. But let me just recap. The best friend values, you align with their values. The heart friend, sorry, heart friend, which applies here to your best friend. And I just want to make a caveat that in some cultures, it's normal to have more than one best friend, but in some cultures you only have one. So I just want to put that out there that, it's completely up to you, of course. Both are normal. It depends how you're taught as you're growing up and what's acceptable in your culture. So, and you can change that if you want to. So I'm going to refer to just one person, but it could be one or more. So a heart friend, as we know, they align with your values. So there's that deep alignment that you have with them. Trust and reliability is high. But you also open yourself up for pain and grief in that space because where there's great love, there's great pain as well. And yes, these are the people that they just get you, right? They just get you. They show up for you. They're there for you. They're amazing in terms of you feeling like you belong. You know, that feeling of belonging to someone, that feeling of home, like, this is my home. I feel safe here. That's a heart friend. And the best friend is the person you've picked above all the others, the one you want to spend the most time with, the one you want to connect more with than any other one, the one you want to invest more in time, money, opportunity, encouragement, words, gifts, actions, you know, acts of service, kindness. This is the one person you've picked to do that with is what you would, what we are calling our best friend. So instead of going over what a heart friend is, what I wanted to just mention as an addendum to this is about safety. Because if you can imagine those five concentric circles and you're in the middle, the circle next to that middle circle, which is you, your heart, your precious, all the precious things you've got inside of you, that's in that middle circle, right? The circle next to that, very close proximity, very close emotional proximity, is your best friend. So it is worth thinking about and looking at in terms of safety and what that looks like. And look, Cloud and Townsend, I did not create these. I have used them for years. They have protected me. They have been a guidepost and a roadmap for my life. I'm gonna talk to you about the characteristics of a safe person. You can find it in their book, Safe People, it's called. I love this book. I actually have copies of this book that I give people because it is just an incredible resource for you to have access to. In there, they have qualities of safe people and qualities of unsafe people. They have many other books. They've just brought a book out called Necessary Endings, which I'm yet to read. I've bought it on Audiology. What's it called? Audible. Sorry, I've bought it on Audible. I haven't started listening to it yet, but I will, because you know I do have a whole topic on seasonal friends, when a friendship ends, what that looks like, and a really healthy process that you can go through so that you can come out healed or some version of it at the end instead of broken and traumatized. Because, you know, endings are not easy. There's a skill, I think. There's some discipline around that. There's an emotional process around ending. There's grief to deal with, you know, it's important to acknowledge your emotions in that space. So I'm looking forward to reading that book. I just love Henry Cloud and John Townsend. I just love them. They've just got an incredible perspective on, they're psychologists on all of this sort of stuff. So I wanted to just add this about safe people into this section on best friends, because I do think that your emotional health needs you to have some boundaries around safety with people, with whoever you're putting in your best friend circle and whoever you're putting in your heart friends circle. You really, this is the space, these are the two spaces that will impact your life greatly. They will create happy life or not happy life. You make those decisions. They don't make those decisions for you. But we always base those thoughts on how people treat us, the sort of relationships we have with people. So this is why considering safety in this space, I think, is like almost uno numero. It sits right at the top of the list, somewhere up there in your top three. It's a massive consideration. So let me share with you these. It's like a checklist, if you want to put it that way. have a think about this. Pause the podcast and write them down if you need to, and write down a list of like your top 10 people in your life that you hang out with in any given week, and match them up and say, how am I doing with this? For instance, the first one is, a safe person is someone who accepts me just like I am. You know, so get your list out, write your top 10 people that you would hang out, see the most in a week. That obviously includes work, school, if you go to school, hobbies, sports, community groups that you're a part of, you know, volunteering, if you volunteer, you know, family, please include family there, people that you see often, and just if you want to do this, to do a sort of a stock take. I like to call it an emotional stock take, a safety stock take. And on the left, put the people's names. On the right hand side, write down these qualities of a safe person, and just see how you're going, how you're doing. Have you got a lot of safe people in your life, in your heart circle and your best friend circle? So a safe person is someone who accepts me just like I am, warts and all. You can wear makeup, you can not wear makeup, you can turn up having a blah blah day, you can be down in the dumps, and it's all acceptable. A safe person loves me no matter how I am being or what I do. But they always ask me to be more. I love this. I love this because we can have a bad day and we can behave badly even. But a safe person in our life is someone that will love you regardless. Like you can feel unconditional love, like, right? You know when someone hasn't judged you. Okay. That's super important. Curiosity versus judgment. Massive, massive quality to find in a safe person, an emotionally safe friend, someone worthy of being in your heart circle or your best friend circle, is someone who is curious with you and not judgmental. But this safe person, they love you no matter how you are being or what you do, but they're always going to say, listen, I love you, but you showed up this way and that's really not acceptable behavior. You know, so that vulnerability, them bringing their whole heart to you, being transparent and honest with you, that is priceless. Do you know how hard it is to find people in your life that are willing to risk it all to show up and be honest with you? That's an amazing person for you to be in a friendship with. That's really cool. A safe person. A safe person is someone whose influence develops your ability to love and be responsible. Now, this to me is about them bringing out the best in you. And a safe person in your life is someone who will always cause you to be better, right? To be responsible, to love more. That's an incredibly safe person in your life. A safe person creates love and good works within you. A safe person gives you an opportunity to grow. You know, that space where, this is just one example, where they say to you, I love you, but you can't speak to me like that. I don't feel good when you speak to me that way. This is what it creates in me. They're giving you an opportunity to grow, right? That is an amazing friend, an amazing friend. Now, it's important they do it with love and not judgment. That's what makes them safe, right? But it's still important that they do it. A safe friend isn't someone that says yes to you all the time. That is not a safe friend at all. At all. A safe friend is someone who gives you the opportunity to grow by telling you where the limits are, by telling you no, by doing it in a way with love and not judgment or criticism. A safe person who is someone who increases love within you. A safe person is someone you can be yourself around. A safe person is someone who allows you to be on the outside what you are on the inside. Wow, that is precious. That is so precious to find someone who you don't change to be around. It's a place of peace, isn't it? It's a place of rest. It is effortless and it fills your soul when you don't need to change to be around the majority of the people in your life, if not all of them. Like that's, you know, it takes time to cultivate people in your life. You know, there's choices to be made, you know, there's wisdom to be used to find, to grow and keep healthy friendships, wholehearted friendships. You know, that's a lifelong work of art, if I could put it that way. But it's incredibly precious to find someone who allows you to be on the outside what you are on the inside. A safe person is someone who helps you to deny yourself for others and for God. Wow. That's incredible. A safe person is someone who allows you to become the person that God intended you to be. And you can put God in this space, like I have my faith and you have yours. You have your belief system too. And I'm not telling you what your belief system should be. Generally, most people have a belief system. In coaching, we call it something greater. You could say someone greater. It's the broadest term we've got to use to be inclusive of what everybody believes. Oh, beg your pardon. Sorry about that. But you will believe what you believe and I believe what I do. But that spiritual space is important to acknowledge because we are spirit, soul, and body. That's who we are. It's important to acknowledge that. And, you know, it's important to look into that space and to work out what you believe in that space and what you want to invest in that space. So that's why I mention it here. A safe person is someone who helps me become the me that God sees inside of me. And you can just switch this out for whatever it is you believe in this context. A safe person is someone whose life touches mine and leaves me better for it. This is a great stock-taking tool. When you look down that list of people, those top five, top 10, whatever you've got written there, most frequent, instead of using the word top, maybe we use the word frequent. The people you've seen the most in the last week, just list those down. Do they leave you better? When you hang around them, are you a better person? Because a safe person will bring out the best in you. A safe person is someone who touches my life and draws me closer to who God created me to be. A safe person is someone who helps me love others more. So that's a summary of what, like a little checklist summary, if you like, of safe people. You can use that little checklist to reassess, as we've just been talking about, like your top 10 people, or maybe you've gone ahead and done that exercise where you've listed out all the people you can think of and you've placed them into the circles, the best friend, heart friend, seasonal friends and high by friend circles that we've got there in the friendship circles. And you can have a look at them in the light of emotional safety, because like that's what we're talking about today. Look at them in the light of emotional proximity. That proximity is your best friend is the closest to your heart. Your heart friends are one step out from that, your seasonal friends one step out from that, and your high vibe friends are the furthest away from your heart, your soul, your preciousness on the inside of you. Just a word on this, be gentle. Be gentle with yourself as you're doing this. Be gentle with your heart. It's an emotional thing. This is just a moment of empathy. Let's just have a moment of empathy. It can be a really emotional thing to look at these aspects of our life. And if you need to talk to someone, find someone you trust. Go to the person you trust who has the ability to help you, like they actually might know more than you or they have that gift of wisdom. Speak to them. Tell them how you're feeling. It's really healthy that someone knows how you're traveling emotionally. Day to day, certainly week to week. Find that someone. Just be kind to yourself as you think through these matters that we're talking about, because you could have a revelation today, an aha moment that goes, oh my gosh, when I look at those characteristics, person ABC, they're really not that safe in my life. And that could be a really hard thing to accept, to see, to acknowledge. And then what do you do from there? Like, where do you go from that space? It's really good to have someone to talk to in that space. So I encourage you to do that. Don't keep it in to yourself, but find that trusted person that you have and talk to them. But the other thing is, if you do see that you've maybe got some people in the wrong circles, be kind to them as you make a decision to move them. I did boundaries 30 years ago now, I think it would be, and I thank God every day for that. Maybe not every day now, I used to every day. And I can tell you from experience that I didn't have the wisdom at that time to be more gentle with those around me. So yes, this is me confessing this to you, and I say this to you, share that vulnerability with you so that you don't do the same thing I did. Now, I'm a quick learner. I did learn how to make those adjustments, and I did, you know, work that out with those people in my life that I needed to, you know, it's just when you have boundaries are half height fences with gates in them. Boundaries are not walls that go all the way up to the ceiling. That is not what a boundary is. A boundary is a fence and it has a gate. And look, it can be a white picket fence. It can be a Uno Nouveau style fence. It can be an incredible Federation country style fence. It can be whatever fence you want it to be. And those gates can be amazingly ornate. They can have gold fixtures and fittings, silver, brass. They can be whatever you want, okay? But having boundaries and working out boundaries, discovering those spaces in your life, there are other people involved. So the word of wisdom here is other people are impacted by the decisions you make. I don't want that to stop you. I just want you to think about the strategy of how you're going to consider them in the process of you making the changes you need to make to keep yourself emotionally safe, to create that emotional proximity that is going to look after you in the long run. That's the healthiest for you. Well, that was awesome. Best friends are awesome. They are an amazing soul-filling, heart-filled, lavish place, soft place to land. There you go. I know that didn't sound smooth, but it was heartfelt, right? I have my best friend in my whole life, and that's my husband. And it, you know, I'm not saying it is that for every person who's married even. I'm not saying that. But I don't know. Well, I don't want to imagine my life without him, to be honest with you. a best friend that is a heart friend when your values aligned, when they treat you well, when they bring their whole heart, you know, when their boundaries, you know, you work out your boundaries together, and you've got that interplay and that communication with your boundaries, you know, it's really a very special thing. And this is the truth, right? I'm wrapping up now. This is the truth. It doesn't happen by accident. My husband and I have worked very hard on our relationship. It is not a, what do they say? Set it, forget it. It is not a set it and forget it. Oh, we're married now, or we've picked each other now. That's it. No, that's not how it works at all. There are many conversations and many, you know, times when we humble ourselves. There's so many things that we talk about, and being vulnerable, being transparent, and being honest, and being sorry, and being kind. And they're the things that's the work that we do to find, grow, and keep a best friend or a heart friend. But today we're talking about best friends. So an incredibly rewarding place, but a place, it's like having weeds in your garden. If you do not tend to your garden, it will grow weeds. If you do not tend to your best friendship, it will grow weeds. And on that note, I will sign off. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me today. I genuinely feel honored that you would be listening and to share just the things that I've learned over the years, really to help create a wholehearted friendship. You know, it feeds our soul like nothing else. We were created for community. We were created for communion, heart to heart communion. Deep always calls to deep in our lives, even if we're not aware of it. Our heart is always searching to connect with the heart of another person and to be filled by it. Our hearts need to be filled. They're like buckets. It's a very crude analogy, but they are wells. Our hearts are wells that need to be filled with love and kindness and gifts and acts of service. You know, these are things that we have found proven that we need, right? We need that reconciliation with each other. We need that engagement with each other. And so I will just keep on talking if I don't stop now, but I'm sending you lots of hugs, virtual hugs as you hear this. I'm sending you my love. I wish and hope and pray for healing in your life and love in your life, and that you would just make the choices that would give you more of what you want in your life. So, sending you love. Have a good day today. Or as I always said to my kids, make it a good day, because ultimately that is the authority you carry on your life, the responsibility that you have for your life, the power that you have. So, Martine, signing off. Mwah. Bye.